I am Aiden Reeder, and this is my grandmother, Cherie Chicote. I will be asking her a few questions. Starting off with the first one, where did you grow up, and what was your childhood like?
Oh, well, I was born in Ohio, but at 5, when my mother divorced my father, we moved to Houston. And so I spent from 5 years till 17 in Houston, Texas. Okay. Childhood was great. I didn't know any different. I was a only child, and as usual for only children, I probably was pampered and coddled. But I had a great childhood. I was never lonely and learned to entertain myself quite a bit. Never bored. I've never been bored.
And you were with your father, right?
Pardon?
You were with your father for that time, or with your mother?
No, when...
In Houston.
Oh, no, when they divorced, my mom and we moved to Houston, and my granny moved in with us to help take care of me. And so, no, we left Dad in Ohio.
Okay. Was there anyone that was most important to you in your life? Or people?
Well, of course my mother, but I didn't realize that till later.
Yeah.
That's how that goes sometimes. Oh, wow. That's interesting. I don't know. There were some, you know, growing up, there were some political figures. There were some sports figures. I, you know, of course, always gravitated to powerful women. And, you know, some of the names I spout out most people would no longer know who they were even were. But, like, in sports, I loved stories about Babe Dietrichson, who was a, you know, female sports personality who just blew all sports away. And Amelia Earhart and things like that. Mm. But John F. Kennedy was a big hero of mine. And even Martin Luther King. I mean, when I was growing up in the 60s, my parents were adamant non-racist people. And they, so they also were kind of my heroes, because they taught me that all people are created equal. Mm-hmm. And I've carried that with me all my life.
Tell me about your parents. Just a little about them.
Well, you know, I didn't know Dad much all those years. But I did go visit in the summer sometimes. When he was younger, he admittedly will tell you he was an ass.
Yeah.
And, the way I describe Dad now is he's an evolved human being, and pulled himself out of all that, and doesn't understand why anybody still speaks to him, but... I tell him I just waited for him to come around, mentally and emotionally, and he has. My mom was a career woman in the 50s. First, she was a singer in big bands, nice. And she stripped her vocal cords when she was singing with big bands. She stripped her vocal cords when she had laryngitis one time, and back then you couldn't operate or do anything about it, so she had to shift gears, and she became a fashion designer. Hmm. And started doing the big fashion windows of the big Macy's and things like that.
Yeah.
And that's where she met Dad, because he was designing windows and she was designing clothes and the window dressings. And so she was always a career woman in the 50s. She's 35 and still hadn't been married or had a child. So Dad was 9 years younger. So when they met and fell in love, she didn't have me until she was 36, which is very old back in the 50s.
Yeah.
And then that was that. She became a mom.
Nice.
Of course, then she worked the rest of her life because she was single. But anyway, very strong, strong-willed woman.
Nice. Sticking with the family side, what are your favorite family holidays?
Oh, well, of course, Christmas and Thanksgiving, which we just did. I love those. Those would really be the ones. I mean, I love Christmas. My mother instilled a love, an absolute ridiculous, obsessive love with Christmas. And I just, you know, the traditions and carrying on of that stuff. I mean, that's why the things even I cook at Thanksgiving are because that's what Granny cooked.
Yeah.
And it's a tradition, and it never goes like you think it's going to. And the family drives you insane, but that's still all all part of being together. So yes. Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Now shifting over, how are your thoughts about like school? Did you like going to school? Did you like learning? Were there any like special events that were related to school in your life?
I didn't like school because it bored me.
Yeah.
And they didn't challenge me enough back then, and they couldn't tell me why on a lot of things, like algebra. Why? To now I know why. I know what algebra is, and I know why you need it. But they never could tell me how to use it. That bored me. I just wanted to travel. I wanted to get on with life. And I don't know. Maybe some of the programs they have now I would have benefited from back then, but there were no special, you know, AP or any of that kind of stuff that catered to people with, I'm not saying higher intelligence, but I was bored.
Yeah.
So I didn't like it. And I left when I was 17 and did not complete high school. Mm. And never really regretted that.
Yeah.
I mean, later got my GED and all that kind of stuff because you have to have something in life to to get jobs and all that stuff. But school drove me crazy.
Did you go to college?
Nope. Nope. You have to understand, when I was in high school, it was right at the end of the Vietnam War. It was just ending, and the protests were heavy, and, you know, just so much was, so many of us were questioning authority and what's happening, and, you know, why were we forced to go to a war we couldn't, you know, win, and, you know, it was just, it was an amazing time. You know,
yeah.
So I needed to get out of there. I needed to go explore.
Yeah,
and I did.
Yes. The jobs that you've held, I know that you've had a few. Which like stands out to you the most, either like emotionally or that you just liked to do more?
Well, I'm in the best job I've ever had now.
Yeah.
As far as in the accounting field, which is hard to find a job that's the best you've ever had when you're in accounting field, but I don't know, I'd like to say daycare, but that just wouldn't be true.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, maybe other people would say when they own a daycare that they're, you know, it was so wonderful to be able to work with children and all this stuff, but that wasn't me. It was every day I thought, this is the best home job you could possibly ever have if it weren't for all the damn kids. So, I don't know. I've never had a job that accounting, put food on the table, and that's always saved me. And so it's not a rewarding thing, but it never has been. But it has always supported me. And I always go back to it. And it's paid off here at the very end with this great job. So, nice. So there you go.
I know that you we talked about sports a little while ago, but and I know that right now for us it's kind of like a big thing in our family. How did it like intertwine with your life and like your daily life and sports life when you were younger?
My mother was an avid football watcher. Sundays was drink beer and watch football. And I just got the bug from her. I remember being bored out of my mind, laying on the couch. We had to watch football. But I got to have her at home. Yeah. Mother worked probably 70 hours a week. But on Sundays, I got to have her at home, and I wouldn't trade it for anything, even if it was so boring to watch. But eventually, over time, it got to me. Yeah. And that's back in Houston when the Oilers started going crazy, and I was hooked from then on. Baseball, she was never that much of a baseball fan, but I was a baseball player, softball player. And had my own team for 9 years, and we were really into it. And we'd go see the Astros at the Dome, you know, all the time. And got all hooked into that, too.
Nice.
But mostly my mother. Yeah. And she influenced who I like and don't like, too.
Yeah.
Yay, Houston. Boo, Dallas. So.
Yep. How do you want personally people to remember you?
Oh, wow. That's pretty heavy there. funny. caring. I don't know. I think a lot of I've heard somebody say the other day about, well, you know, they were a single or an only child, so they don't care about others. And I go, I beg to differ. I think an only child made me really care about others and made me a huge sharer. I was never upset that anybody was going to play with my toys. I was so happy they were. And, you know, I just maybe sometimes to a fault, I care about others more than myself. And I've been working on that because that's not a good balance. Mm. But anyway, a carer. I don't know, probably that. Just caring and funny. Maybe a little smart mixed in.
Yeah. how is it like? Like growing up as an only child with a single mother and then becoming a single mother with three kids.
Well, I was a single mom for a long time with your mother.
Yeah. And then with those two.
Yeah. Then I, big gap. It was crazy. Challenging. But the thing is, in the 80s, things didn't cost as much. I'm telling you, the cost of living was easier. I didn't make as much money, but things didn't cost as much. We actually lived okay for what I was making working in downtown Houston and blah, blah, blah during those years. By the time the boys came along in the 90s, you know, wages didn't go up, but bread and milk doubled or tripled. Yeah. So it was tough. Once your mother was gone, you know, and trying to raise the two boys, it was hard.
Yeah.
It was hard, money-wise.
Yeah.
But time went by and things worked out, but there were times that, you know, I took in some offers from churches and a couple of times on food stamps and whatever I needed to do so that we could survive. Yeah. So, but it all worked out.
Nice. Could you tell me a little bit about your love life?
Currently?
Yeah. Like,
currently, it's right where I want it. Yeah. I don't have one. And that's what I choose.
Yeah.
And that's what I want. But my mother called me a serial marrier. So I did do that.
Yeah.
Several times. I used to think it was great to brag about how many times I've been married, and then as you get older, it eventually becomes creepy and sounds weird. And so I don't even tell anybody anymore how many times I've been married. I loved them all, but I had a bad picker, as my granny would say. So I can't. I have retired my picker since I could not pick correctly. And I've been much happier for it. So.
Let's see. Any final questions? I guess back to kind of your childhood and things like that. Are there any, like, very, like favorite memories or, like, important memories that might be, like, happy or sad or just kind of, like, are important to you?
Childhood, huh? Yeah, every summer, my granny would, mom would keep working, and granny and I would head up to Texarkana, where my aunt and uncle had a farm, and I would meet up with all my cousins, and we'd spend the summer on this farm, and I look forward to that all year long, because, you know, first of all, other children, yay, and, there were horses, and we had to slop the pigs and feed the chickens and just climb the barn and try and use sheets to jump off the roof and see if we, you know, I don't know how we didn't break our legs, you know, just all that. I loved all that. Every summer was just something I look forward to so much. I don't know. There were lots of things. My mom like to take road trips, so we took many trips. She would plan them all out and get her atlas out, and we would go and stay at Best Western motels, and we would travel the country a little bit, and you know, every year we'd take a vacation, and we saw the Panhandle Desert, we went to Grand Canyon, we went to, you know, just the Hoover Dam and things like that, and those all stick out in my memory. Oh, we went to LA and went to Disneyland, and back then it was called Grauman's Chinese Theater, and you know, all that kind of stuff, and saw the stars on Hollywood Boulevard, and, you know, so all those things stick out. Anything to do with mother having time off from work and us doing something together was an amazing thing.
Yeah. Nice. Alrighty. Well, it was good talking to you. Thank you for sharing your stories.
Yeah. We should just do it again sometime just for fun and continue with other questions.
Yeah, that sounds good. Thank you.
All right. I enjoyed it. Yeah. Thank you.
I love you.
I love you.
All right.
Good job, guys.
Were you eavesdropping?
I was in my room getting my sheets to wash. Are you finished recording? Are you sure you're finished recording?